It is live and local now, Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us. As you know, all across the state, there is an effort afoot right now to undo SB 483. For those of you that don't know, that have been living in a cave the last month, SB 483 is the largest tax increase in the history of our state. There are two efforts to put essentially SB 483 on the ballot, one that has begun in northern Nevada, Teresa Catalani, and in southern Nevada, Chuck Muth, Citizen Outreach, his effort to eliminate all of it, the sunsetted taxes, the commerce tax, better known as the margins tax, and the cigarette tax, the commerce tax, and also the sunsetted taxes. Chuck Muth is out to annihilate all of them. Teresa Catalani, just the commerce tax. And both are leading efforts at different ends of the state to get this on the ballot. Some people are going even further than that. Bill Carnes is the chairman of the Nye County Republican Party. And a couple of weeks ago, we told you, maybe a week ago, we told you that their central committee had voted to essentially excommunicate a member of the assembly and a sitting governor, a Republican sitting governor. Bill Carnes joins us in studio. He is the chairman of the Nye County Republican Party. And tell us what you did.
We called a meeting. Obviously, we had a tremendous amount of outrage about 12 days ago when this bill passed. And in Nye County, we have two different members of the Assembly and two different members of the Senate that represent various parts of Nye County. You got to remember, it's the third largest county by landmass in the continental U.S., 8,300 square miles. Of those four representatives that respond to the voters in Nye County, only one voted for the tax. Only one. The three that did not were Ira Hansen in the Assembly, Don Gustafson, and Pete Goycalchea, both in the Senate. James Oscarson, who's actually down in the Pahrump area where the vast majority of the population in Nye County is, also goes to a little, it takes quite a bit of Lincoln County and then part of the northern part of Clark County and over into the Moapa Valley area. He voted for every single bit of the taxes that were coming in. So we called a special session to the executive committee and invited all of the membership to come, which about half of the regular members came. It was a very large meeting. We just did it this last Saturday. And we discussed several aspects of the party platform and the principles behind the party. We've got, I think, nine planks of the platform at the county. I think there's 12 at the state. And, of course, we have the three primary bits of the entire principles of the Republican Party, which is smaller government, lower taxes, more personal freedoms. That's really is what we're supposed to define. And we put together this resolution that essentially says, look, these are the platforms, these are the planks of the platform, these are the principles of the Republican Party, and you violated every single one of them. And when the governor was out campaigning against the margins tax just a year ago, his staff was writing this new $1.5 billion tax hike. His staff was writing it while he was actively campaigning against it. Then he reintroduces the margins tax 2.0 and calls it a commerce tax, still shafting the businesses. And if you take $1.5 billion, you divide it by the roughly 2.85 million citizens of Nevada, that's $525 a piece, $526 and change. So however many people are in your household, multiply by $525, and you're paying that. Don't think that the businesses are going to pay all of this and it's just going to come out of their pockets. It's going to be passed along to all of the consumers. You'll pay for it every single purchase you make in Nevada.
It's an indirect, it's essentially an indirect tax that we'll all ultimately end up paying.
Absolutely. Yeah. Without a doubt. It always has been. And here's the other thing that we looked at. Exactly 12 years ago in 2003, then Governor Kenny Gwynn introduced what had then been the largest tax increase, allegedly for schools and for the children, such as that. Now, those kids that were supposed to benefit from that, that's when Nevada was at the bottom of the entire country. Well, they went all 12 years of their entire public schooling career still at the bottom. All of those billions of dollars of tax money that was taken over the last 12 years, allegedly for the children to help out with education, it didn't improve education at all. It did, however, build a whole lot more schools, hire a whole lot more staff that joined the biggest teachers union in the country, or one of them. And that's where all that money went. It ended up being spent on union contract employees and just really fluffing up the ability for the lobbying sector of the teachers union here in Nevada. It's ridiculous.
And by the way, are the schools any better?
No, they're still at the bottom. Absolutely. They're at the bottom. And
so we spent all this money.
And achieved nothing. Yeah, and you and I and everybody in the sound of my voice here in Nevada and the people that came and visited, the millions and millions of people that have come here and visited through various room taxes and other taxes that went up because of that, they all paid for it as well. And our kids are still graduating at the bottom of the national standards.
I'm curious, when you had this general meeting and you say that half, at most of your general meetings, do you get half or more than half of your membership showing up at these meetings?
We actually have 109, 110 actual members. At most meetings, we get about 65 or 70 of them that show up. And when I say half of the people that normally come, we had probably, at this meeting, 40 members. Now, our executive committee is about 12 people. And we probably had 40 or 50 at this entire meeting. There's quite a few people there.
I'm curious, did you offer the governor or James Oscarson, did you give them an opportunity to make a presentation to your group to maybe give you the other side of the story?
Yes, we did. During the legislative session, we asked them to explain themselves. As a matter of fact, James Oscarson, now he and I have been friends. Now that comes to an end because he turned his back on us and he raised my taxes. I've got myself, my girlfriend, I've got kids, and you know that's $525 times all of us that's going to get flushed down the governmental toilet, if you will. It'll end up in the septic tank of education system that we've got here because it's broken and money's not going to fix it. I was in contact with James Oscarson regularly, every single day, the last two or three weeks of the session, without exception. And he was initially telling me that he was supporting the Wheeler Connect budget, which, so everybody understands, that budget was put together and it funded virtually everything the governor called for without raising any taxes and allowing the sunsets to sunset by trimming the fat, literally trimming the fat and reorganizing the way that we do things. That is the hard way to do things, by looking at it and getting figured out. In business, when you're having a hard time paying your bills, the first thing you do is look at your overhead. And you start to trim your overhead. From there, you can look at trying to increase your revenue. But you've got to trim your overhead now because it's got instant results. It's immediate. You feel it right now by the end of the day.
What really bothered me was the way they, especially in the assembly, I guess, they made the determination they were going to get the number. Was it $7.3 billion? Was it $7.4 billion? Or would it be a lesser number, $6.9? But they established the number and then said, okay, here's what we have to do. And it is tantamount to a family essentially saying, well, let's see, we want the trip to Disney World. We want this. We want that. We want the new car. Okay, well, I'm going to have to get a second and a third job, or a second, third, and fourth job. It was so totally bass-ackwards, but it appeared to be a tactic that they felt would work, and it did. I mean, they got what they wanted.
Kevin, you summed up government and government finances right there in that statement. I've been using nearly the same example as you just used. It's basically, this is how much we want to spend. Now, where do we get it? Rather than, this is how much we've got coming in. Where can we allocate this money? The government does it in the opposite way, because the power to tax is the power to destroy. And we've seen that in a lot of industries, such as the garment industry in this country. It really doesn't exist much anymore. There's a number of industries. People are always clamoring about how these companies are sending work offshore. They're sending jobs offshore. They can't afford to do business in this country anymore because they're being taxed and or regulated out of business.
Stick around. Bill Carnes is the chairman of the Nye County Republican Party. And we're going to talk about other Republican Party outlets across the state. Are they stepping up the way the folks in Nye County did? And we're also going to explain exactly what they did in this resolution. We'll get to that more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local now. It's live and local now. Kevin Wall with you. It's Thursday. Guess who's enjoying real water? You will taste and feel this difference. Yeah, it's Bill Carnes. He is the chairman of the Nye County Republican Party, and they passed a resolution that essentially excommunicates James Oscarson, a member of the legislature, and the sitting governor, the Republican governor, Brian Sandoval. Explain exactly what the resolution says, and this is one that's got teeth in it, too.
Well, just so you know, the excommunication is more ceremonial than anything else. We can't actually kick somebody out of the party. But what we can do is in our bylaws, we provide that all sitting Republicans who are in office that would be on a ballot in Nye County are honorary members of the party. Well, we essentially revoke that privilege. But we talk about things in here such as the Republicans who voted for the largest tax increase in history and where the Republican Party is one of limited government and fiscal responsibility, at least allegedly. We'll get into that.
Used to be.
Where the Nevada voters overwhelmingly defeated the margins tax by 79%. And there, James Oscarson has been touting this figure that 68% of businesses support this tax. But he's never cited where he gets that 68%. Because I got to tell you, they never contacted me or any business owners that I know. I think it's an absolute bunch of hooey without backing up that 68%, where they got it, who they asked, what questions were asked. All of that makes a difference. Where James Oscarson actually came to us during the session. He was home on a weekend when we had a meeting, came in and told us about how he was working against these tax increases. Then he voted for every single one of them. We've been defrauded by the governor and James Oscarson and all of the Republicans. Nobody ran on raising taxes. None of them. Not even any of the Democrats ran on that. We know to expect that, though. But with the Republicans, none of them ran. So we've been defrauded by all of them. The only reason that this resolution covers James Oscarson and Brian Sandoval is they're the only two on the Nye County ballot that voted for these taxes or supported these taxes. So really, on the resolution parts of this, we resolve that Governor Brian Sandoval and Assemblyman Oscarson, due to their betrayal and trust of the responsibility to Republicans, they made themselves unwelcome to enjoy the privilege of being honorary members of our county party in Nye. And we also resolve that Governor Sandoval and Assemblyman Oscarson no longer have the support of the Nye County Republican Party. We also resolved that our Nye County Party encourages Republicans in Nye County and throughout the entire state of Nevada to withhold any future support from Brian Sandoval and or James Oscarson in any future elections. And then we finally resolved to distribute this publicly. So we put it out to our email list, which is nearly 5,000. Those were sent out to many more email lists of thousands and thousands, and I've gotten dozens and dozens of email responses, only three of which said that they don't like this, but dozens and dozens of which said, good job, good on you, good for you. And the real reason we did this, Kevin, was at the state Republican Party meeting, the state Central Committee meeting. We held that the last weekend of March up in Carson City during the session. And we passed a resolution then. That was just as the Wheeler Connect budget plan was being introduced. And we passed a resolution supporting that and encouraging all Republicans to support it. Because, again, it funded everything, but it trimmed the fat. We got the overhead in the state budget in line. And we have been betrayed. As a matter of fact, James Oscarson stood up on the steps in front of the legislative building 2 days later on Monday when it was unveiled to the public through a press conference as though he were supporting it. And he and four others that were standing there all voted for the tax increases rather than pushing this plan.
I want to get back to a question I asked you before the break, and I didn't quite get the answer I was looking for. I know that the question I asked was, did you invite the governor and James Oscarson to come to your meeting and explain themselves? And as Anderson, maybe there's another side of the story. And you said that you did. My question is, did they accept? Did Oscarson come to your meeting?
No, what I was saying was we invited them to lay out why their plan was better during the session.
Okay.
We did not specifically invite them to come to the meeting.
Okay.
And I'll tell you precisely why. They turned their backs on us by voting for this when a better plan, the Wheeler Connect plan, was there. I've read both plans. And the Wheeler Connect plan is obviously the way to go. It is business-minded. It trims the fat. It gets rid of the excessive spending to the tune of $1.5 billion. And now, instead of trimming that, we still have that $1.5 billion fat and another $1.5 billion is probably going to be wasted as it has been in the past. So we didn't specifically invite them to come and speak. No, we let their actions speak on their behalf.
Would you expect that other Republican Party outlets around the state, as they have their meetings, that maybe they will take the same approach you did and literally hold the feet to the fire of people like Randy Koerner and Pat Hickey and folks like that around the state that clearly violated, that betrayed the trust of the voters that elected them?
I believe so. Our state chairman, Michael McDonald, has done a wonderful job in the last 3 years of reuniting the party. Keep in mind, there's different factions within the Republican Party. And he's done a great job of bringing us all together and speaking on the same page and seeing things for what they really, truly are. He's done an amazing job at that. When he was running on a platform to be able to do this, I mean, I know Mike, and I wasn't sure that he could do it, and he did it. He really did. He surrounded himself with good people. They got the message out. We've all come together. And I believe that based on the resolution we passed at the state meeting this last March, we're going to see more of this. I know that Carson City is really upset with P.K. O'Neill, who voted for this, to the point where they might even be seeking a recall effort. Now, when it comes to people in the assembly, the session is over. They'd have to be in a special session to do any more damage. I am not personally going to be looking to support a recall effort against James Oscarson because the session's over. His political career in AD 36 is certainly over. I don't care how financially well he's backed. He voted for the highest increases in taxes in the single most conservative district in the entire state. So I expect other county parties around the state to follow suit to some degree.
Bill Carnes, thanks for coming in. Thanks for bringing the family, too. And I know we'll talk again soon. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks.
Bill Carnes, chairman of the Nye County Republican Party, right here, live and local, now.